Today on the Pageant Cast, Mrs. International 2007, Rebecca Negrete.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Pageant Cast episode 119.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Susie Boots, Mrs. International 2006, and you're listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants and the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Thank you. Thank you for the great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast. Today on the show, we have Rebecca Negrete, Mrs. International 2007. We're going to have a Podsafe song by the band known as Lemon, but it's no lemon. It's a fantastic song. You're going to love it coming up later in today's show. Of course, during our news section, what do you think the news is going to be? I'll let you think about it. Yes, yes, of course. It's the Miss USA. Going to tell you some of my impressions. Congratulations to Crystal. She's going to do a great job for us this year. Anybody that checked the TFTJ polls and saw the photogenic and the finalist watch, I think our Miss Texas, she won by like over 50% on all those polls. So it probably was not a big surprise to TFTJ fans. Now, I will tell you that the TFTJ segment we have today was recorded before the Miss USA pageant, so that information will not be in the TFTJ.com news, but I do have it in my news, and I'll go through who all the finalists were in that. One thing I have to say, and I'm hoping somebody sends me back some email or gives me their feedback as to this, but, and I want to preface this with saying, I love this young girl, but. And it starts with Miss South Carolina Team USA. They took a moment out of the Miss USA to spotlight, I think it's Miss Upton, and talk about, you know, her YouTube sensation answering with the U.S. Americans and all that. Whatever you wanted to call what that was. Was anybody else annoyed that Hillary Cruz and a Miss Universe, why were they not even on the show at all? We didn't have Miss Teen USA. And I can kind of understand Miss Universe. Okay, I can kind of understand it. But Miss Teen USA should have been on the show, wasn't. And then you had her, what was she, third runner-up, fourth runner-up? Had her spotlighted on the program. I don't know. Somebody tell me. Does that seem wrong to anybody else? I mean, she's a wonderful young lady, but she didn't win. And the person that won isn't getting as much publicity as the person that didn't win. It seems a little bit odd to me. So, people, if you have an opinion on that, give us a call at 414-517-4908. Or send us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. Or, hey, why don't you hit me on my guest book out there on pageantpeople.com. What's pageantpeople.com? That's my my little somebody else voice. What's anyway, pageantpeople.com is a website that's been set up. It's kind of a MySpace, Facebook, social networking type of website. And it has been created strictly for people in beauty pageants. Now, I think it's an exciting new resource. And we get to talk to the founder of PageantPeople.com, Jerry Higgins, later on in today's program. So stay tuned for that interview, along with our full-length interview with Mrs. International 2007, Rebecca Negrete, here on the Pageant Cast.
TKPN Podcast.com. You've got me.
We got some email. I'm going to read an email, some portions. There's some private things as well in here. but some items that I need to tell everybody about with Pageant Cast number 118. And this email comes from Georgie Borchardt. You might remember her from Quest for the Crown. You can find that at questforthecrown.com. And she's a pageant coach. And she said, "Hi, I heard Nicole's interview. She's quite an accomplished young lady. I wanted to comment on a couple of things that were mentioned during the podcast." And we mentioned a lot of things. The first thing she mentioned is, "Donnie and Marie both emceed the Miss America pageant in the early 2000s. I don't know the year either. There's a Miss America timeline in one of my many books, but I couldn't find which book. However, that year, Marie was the first and remains the only female ever to announce the name of the new Miss America. She was traditionally, and still is, announced by a male." Actually, Nicole also did know this. She told me that off the air, so I don't want it to sound like Nicole didn't know that. But this does bring an interesting question to me. Coming up in the next weekend, I'm actually going to see Heather French Henry and Katie Harmon. And I'm thinking those might be the years that Donnie and Marie were there. So I'm going to ask them next week. Why not? Why not ask Miss America who was emceeing the years that they took the crown? Though I think Katie Harmon was the Tony Danza year. I'm almost positive. Anyway, she also goes on to tell us a little bit more about the Gold Coast. And believe me, again, Nicole could have talked a lot more about this. But here's some more information on it. I'm fascinated by this sort of thing. The Gold Coast in Chicago is generally known as North Michigan Avenue, with some of the world's most prestigious stores like Neiman Marcus and Saks and the John Hancock Building and the fantastic indoor high-rise shopping center, Water Tower Place, but is technically the geographical area that runs from Division Street on the south to North Avenue Old Town on the north, and from Orleans Street to the west to the lakefront, which includes a number of historical mansions owned and previously owned by many of the richest, most prestigious, most historical Chicago residents. And of course, that's also the area where the original Playboy Club and Playboy Mansion were located. Buildings are still there, but no longer owned by Playboy. I should also mention, if anybody is visiting Chicago, one of the best deals in Chicago is to go up to the John Hancock Building, and it's one floor down from the observation deck. They have a restaurant up there. And for the cost of a restaurant, you can see, for lunch or whatever you have up there, you get to see all of Chicago. It's a beautiful view. And you pay $9, $10 to go stand an observation deck for about 5 minutes. Or you can go have a wonderful lunch. Sure, it's somewhat expensive, but not all that much more expensive. And you can sit there for an hour just taking in the beauty that is the Chicago skyline. That's my one Chicago travel tip for all of you. She also mentions that the World Fair was after the Chicago fire, and I'm not sure. I thought I saw this, the Chicago fire wiped out the white, it was like all white city that they had built for this. So I am going to have to check this out and find this out, but Georgie is a huge Chicago fan and a history buff. I guess no one burned down the World's Fair, though I believe there were a lot of people that wanted to. I just put that in there. I don't know that for a fact. Anyway, we'd like to thank Georgie for this wonderful email. And if people are interested in reaching Georgie and asking her about Chicago news and history, feel free to contact her at her website, www.questforthecrown.com.
Hi, this is Aaron.
My name is Joe.
And this is Roma for SLP Podcast. Well, what do we do? Well, basically we play only the best Podsafe music from the Podsafe Music Network. But we also talk tech, we talk movies. It's just two guys from the UK, and discuss movies, trailers, and anything else pretty much that pops into our tiny minds. So probably no sex and not much lying either. Find us on the web at slvpodcast.co.uk. Call us +1 206 3507 758. and of course email slv@slvpodcast.co.uk.
slvpodcast.co.uk.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
Well, you're listening to the Pageant Cast, and today we have a very special guest on the telephone. We have Rebecca Negrete, Mrs. International 2007. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, where are we calling you today?
I'm in California.
You're in California, so you don't have snow falling where you are.
Not at all. Actually, it was quite sunny today. That's when I'm headed to the beach for a little barbecue this evening, too, with my family. So can't say that there's really any snow at all around.
Yeah, we're hoping this is the last snow now as we record this, but who knows? This has been a record-breaking year for us here in the Midwest. But nobody wants to hear about that. They want to hear all about your year since you were crowned in about, it was July, wasn't it?
It was July, yes. Last July already. I can't believe how quickly a year goes by.
So tell us a little bit. The last time we spoke, you had not yet nabbed the crown. So a lot has changed. What has been the biggest change for you as Mrs. International this year?
Well, I'd say the biggest change is being able to be, you know, the national representative and to be able to have all these opportunities, you know, for travel, for speaking, and that's definitely been the biggest change that I've been able to experience, which has been wonderful. And a lot of fun, too.
and it looks like you're having a lot of fun when we checked out the photo galleries of appearances that you have out on the website. That is really cool.
Yeah, and they haven't been able to upload all the pictures. I think they only have a limited space for so many of them, so there's been a lot of other appearances that I've been able to do, but can't get them all up there.
Well, and you want to get a real flavor for everything that you've done. Now, of all your appearances this year, is there one that's a standout? I know you love them all, but is there one that you like to tell stories about?
Ooh, you know, well, there are actually two different ones because they were so different in and of themselves. One of them that was really exciting for me to do was to travel to New Mexico for the launch of America's Heart Gallery, and that's very near and dear to my heart. That was my platform, is raising awareness for foster care children and trying to help place them in permanent homes. And so it was just amazing timing to have won the title, and then exactly a month after I won, Heart Gallery of America actually launched. Just to kind of go back for people so they're not confused and thinking, oh, well, wasn't it already, you know, a national thing?
Right.
There were already heart galleries in 46 different states, but we all hadn't kind of collaborated on having one nonprofit header. We all were independent nonprofits. And so for the past 5 years, we've been trying to get together as a national nonprofit, and that happened to launch a month after I won, which I thought was just perfect timing because the media embraced me, and I was able to bring a lot of exposure to it. And so I was in New Mexico for about 4 days with different representatives from all of the other states' heart galleries, and it was just a fabulous time for me, so I really enjoyed that. On the other hand, another appearance that I had that was just too much fun, I went to Minnesota, so I did get to experience a little bit of that that weather that you're talking about in January. So I think it was 5 degrees, which, you know, I can't even remember the last time I've ever experienced that. I think I was in Branson, Missouri the last time in a February snowstorm.
Okay.
And I was there for the Go Red campaign, Go Red for Women, and being an ambassador to bring awareness to heart disease for women. And they just had a jam-packed weekend filled with different appearances for me, and I just had a blast at that appearance. It was a lot of fun, and I was able to hang out with Mrs. Minnesota, Danelle Rank, and we just had a great time.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, you've been married, what, for 7 years? Is that right?
It'll be 7 years, April 21st, yes.
Okay, well, congratulations, first
Thank
of
you.
All. But what was your husband like when you told him that you were going to go into this pageant?
I have to tell you, he's actually the one who encouraged me to do it.
Oh, really?
Yes, which always kind of takes people by surprise, because anyone who knows my husband, Greg, knows that he's had to endure many of the pageants that I've participated in the past, because I, you know, as you know, I did some in my missed days.
Mm-hmm.
And so people pretty much thought, oh, poor Greg has to go through another pageant. Mm-hmm. But at the time that I was kind of presented with the opportunity to do Mrs. California, it just came at a really neat point in our lives, and my husband really encouraged me to do it because he knows how pageants have always just been a way to motivate me to kind of get me, you know, on my best level, physically, mentally, you know, just all those kind of different aspects. And so he really encouraged me to do it, and at that time we were delving into being foster parents. And he thought it would be a really neat opportunity for me to educate us more on the foster care system while, you know, also working along hand with Heart Gallery. So, yeah, I have to say he was an encouraging factor in the reason why I went ahead and did it. Because if he wouldn't have been on board, I probably wouldn't have, you know. You got to be on board. Come on. It's a Mrs. pageant, so, you know, the other half has to be excited and supporting you as well.
And as they say, the rest is history. Hey, we're going to come back in just a few moments with more with Rebecca Negrete, Mrs. International 2007.
Remember to point your podcatcher to pageantcast.com and catch the pageantcast. This is Jamie Lynn, Miss Ohio Tourism, wishing you Tiara Dream.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
And now it's time for TFTJ.com.
Hi, pageant fans. It's time for the Pageant Weekend Recap. In local pageant news, two ladies were crowned this weekend and moved one step closer to receiving the Miss Arkansas title. Newcomer Chelsea Cadden sang her way to the title of Miss Little Rock, while newcomer Kiara James danced into the Miss Metro title. Over in the state with some Olympic torch race troubles, Californians just might have something to smile about. Newcomer Sparkle Williams earned the Miss San Jose title, while 2006 pageant veteran Ruth Gonzalez will return to the Miss California stage as Miss San Mateo County. In Illinois, where the current title holder, Ashley Hatfield, turned down a reality makeover, two newcomers captured local titles. Will they have the same gumption to stick to their guns as Ashley did? Casey Little danced her way into the Miss Quincy title, while Amanda Delaney graced the ivory piano keys to take home the Miss Gen CD title. Over in Maryland, two more newcomers, who happened to both be dancers, captured titles. Nikki Bailey won the Miss Frostburt title, while Lauren Kozlowski won the Miss Montgomery title. Over in Ohio, three more newcomers won titles. Is this a trend? Anyway, Amy Allen won the Miss Southern Ohio title and is passionate about Habitat for Humanity. Crystal Formosa won the Miss South Central title and is promoting serving children for a better tomorrow, while Christy Money Smith is the new Miss Chillicothe and attends Wright State University. Ohio's neighboring state of Pennsylvania crowned four, three of which happen to be state pageant veterans. Miss Lehigh area is Amy Anderson, who competed in the 2003, 2004, and 2005 state finals. Miss Keystone Lexi Oliveira Grant is a newcomer and would love to see herself crowned as Miss Pennsylvania this summer. Miss Steel Valley Kelsey Pettini is returning for her second attempt at the crown, while Miss Jewel of the West Melissa Pierce is also returning for her second attempt, though she did not compete in the 2007 state finals. To the Northwest, we find our final local winners of the weekend. Newcomer and piano player Brittany Whitnable won the Miss Beloit title and the opportunity to compete for the Miss Wisconsin title. And finally, Caitlin Smolsky won the Miss Kenosha title. The 21-year-old attends Carthage College and is a senior in music education and vocal performance. In state pageant news, West Virginia crowned three experienced pageant veterans. Amy Martin captured the Mrs. West Virginia International title. pageant fans will recognize that Amy held the American Elegance Ms. Woman 2005 national title. The new Miss Teen West Virginia International is Megan Daniels, who has experience in the USA and America's Ultimate Queen system. And finally, Miss West Virginia International is Gabrielle Colombo. Gabrielle has competed for the Miss West Virginia America title twice, for the National Sweetheart title, and the Miss West Virginia USA title. In North Carolina, April Storms Britt crowned her first runner-up as the new Mrs. North Carolina United States. Nicole Henson bested her 2007 performance and will now compete for the Mrs. United States title in Las Vegas. Nicole is married to Scott, and they have one child. And who can forget the world news? New national representatives were selected for the Miss Universe pageant, and they are Miss Japan, 22-year-old Hiroko Mima, Miss Estonia, 21-year-old Kadri Nagu, and Miss India, Simran Mundi. Puerto Rico selected 21-year-old Yvonne Orsini to represent the country at the Miss World pageant, while India selected Parvathi Omanakuthan to advance to the Miss World event. And finally, Miss India Earth 2008 is Harshita Saxena. In the TFTJ.com TFTJ Cafe this week, fitness expert Rocco Castellano provides a double dose of expert advice in this week's TFTJ Cafe. Ask Rocco features the stamina problems of, I eat all day, but I have no energy, and how can I stay awake? Additionally, the Best of the Best awards are now announced. On-stage awards were released last week, and this week, off-stage awards are available for viewing. Congratulations to top pageant directors and service providers. Be sure to sign up today as we are giving away a copy of Season 2 Apprentice winner Kelly Perdue's book, Take Command, 10 Leadership Principles I Learned in the Military and Put to Work for Donald Trump, to one lucky subscriber who joins the TFTJ Cafe in March or April. Also in April, TFTJ.com gives away a six-month subscription to those who submit questions. Do you have a question about fitness, interview, fashion, or photography? Are you a director who has a question specific to being a better director? Do you have any other questions that you would like answered by an industry expert? Send your questions to news@tftj.com. Of the questions submitted, three persons will win a six-month subscription to TFTJ Cafe and have their questions answered in an upcoming feature. Well, that's all from TFTJ.com for now. I am Devin Lee wishing you Tiara Dreams.
One night I'm sitting all alone at home and the phone rings. I pick it up and who should it be but Jerry Higgins. Jerry Higgins is the creator of the website pageantpeople.com. She's a past runner-up of Miss Florida USA, and I quickly ran into the other room, charged up all the computers, and since she surprised me with the phone call, I thought I'd surprise her with an interview. Now, if you haven't checked it out, go check out pageantpeople.com. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. Let's listen in now to my conversation with Jerry Higgins.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and on the phone today, a surprise phone call I got today from Sherry Higgins. She's from pageantpeople.com. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. So glad that you had an opportunity to give us a call tonight. Pageantpeople.com, how long has that been in operation?
It was actually first put up about 2 years ago, and just recently we started evolving the site and making some new changes and really becoming more active with it.
Well, tell us a little bit about that evolution. What are you evolving into?
Well, we've added some pretty interesting things. We've got casting calls now, and we are going to be doing a column called On the Scene, and I'm starting to take our photographer out and go to some of the local pageants, and we'll be doing a blog with that, and we'll be feeding that into the site. Also, we're accepting announcements from pageant directors where they can submit their pageant news and get it onto the site. But the most interesting thing is that we have a pageant directory, and you can sign in, create your pageant account, and it's all free. And people can search for your pageant by category, like Miss Pageant, Mrs. Pageant, etc. And you can update your own directory listing at any time just by logging in.
That's great. Now, what made you guys over at Pageant People start going in this direction?
It was my idea. I've actually been involved in modeling and pageants for about 25 years now. And the first idea I had of it was kind of a hobby. But now I'm just seeing different needs and different ideas come to me along the way. And it's just a question of what is really possible and how to implement it with the web design. So I've actually got somebody working on it now that knows what they're doing. And so that's been working out pretty well.
That's great. Now, what's the ultimate goal for Pageant People? What are you looking to have it do?
We'd like to be everybody's kind of one-stop resource where you go first. Like, I have Pageant People now set as my homepage, and I can go there in the morning and highlight my beauty horoscope, and I see what kind of a day it's going to be for my face and my hair. And then look at the newest casting calls and look at the latest articles on the entertainment news and the pageant news. And it would be nice if everybody kind of just made us their first stop, their home page, and then from there navigate through to all of the other pageant places along the way.
So how much does it cost to get on pageantpeople.com, Sherry?
It doesn't cost anything. It's free.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's exactly the right price, too.
I know.
Now, you said you're going to be going out with a photographer to some of the local pageants. What part of the country are you in?
We're in Orlando, Florida. This weekend, we will be at the Miss Orlando Carnival pageant, and we've got a lot of Mrs. pageants coming up and some national and internationals coming up during the summer, so we're going to be pretty busy, actually.
Oh, yeah. I know the Galaxy pageants come out there in Orlando.
So we're excited, and anybody who's doing a pageant in Orlando is welcome to contact me through the website if they'd like us to come out and see them.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for making some time today.
Great talking with you.
Well, it's great talking to you, and we'll get this up on one of our upcoming pageant casts real soon.
Thank you.
Our PodSafe Music Network selection for today's show is Daydreams by Lemon. You can go to music.poncho.com to find out more about the artist or to buy their song, or you can check out our show notes. Lemon championed melody and clear, straightforward songwriting, utilizing modern technology to create evocative atmospherics with old-school pop hooks. If Motown had begun releasing albums in the 21st century, then Lemon would have been among their prime artists. So here they are, Lemon with Daydreams.
Did you
We're back now with Mrs. International 2007, Rebecca Negrete. Now, I read through your bio, and I have a few questions. Are you prepared for a few questions?
I hope so.
What is the Halogen Church? It says you're a founding member. What is that?
Yes, Halogen is an evening service at our church. We go to a church called Light and Life Christian Fellowship. And my husband and I, we really wanted to find other young couples, married couples, young couples with families in our church, because we just didn't have a lot of connection with kind of that age group. And so we approached our pastor about starting kind of an alternative service. We didn't have an evening service at our church. Mm-hmm. And he said, absolutely. He had actually been approached by some other couples that were wanting the same thing. And so we met originally with about 12 people. And for a year, tried to plan, you know, the launch of the church. We named it Halogen because it actually is, it kind of has a twofold meaning. Halogen is salt and light. Being a Christian church, we want to be salt to the world and light to the world. And so we launched a year after planning, and we've been going strong now for almost 4 years. And it's just been a really exciting project. My husband does the media and sound, and I'm on the praise team, and we've just really enjoyed being able to watch the church grow and make some really amazing friendships with people there.
That is fantastic. Now, it also says that you teach social skills and ballroom dancing. How long have you been doing that?
I am a cotillion instructor, and cotillion basically is ballroom dancing and etiquette that we teach children 3rd grade through 8th grade. So I have 9-year-olds to about, you know, 13, 14 years old, depending on how old they are.
Oh.
And it's just a lot of fun. I work through the school year. It's a family-run business. We have about, 8,000 children that attend, not all at once. We have different locations that we travel to. And I just really enjoy being able to do that job.
Now, the ballroom dancing, there are many different ballroom dances. What's your favorite to teach?
You know, I love swing. I love to dance swing, although it's a little tricky to teach swing to a third grader. I have to say the easiest dances to teach them are the cha-cha. Mm. I really like the cha-cha and the waltz. But my favorite one, especially if they can get the steps, is definitely swing, and they have a lot of fun with that dance.
Well, I would think third graders, probably cha-cha would be easier just because they don't always have to be touching their partner, and that way they don't get girl germs and cooties.
Oh, it's hysterical, especially with waltz, you know, and we have to teach them what we call regular dance position, you know, where the gentleman puts his right hand on her back and then they have to hold, you know, the other hand.
Yeah.
And they are hysterical the first time that we teach them how to do that. You know, they're all, ooh. But we remind them the girls are wearing gloves, so, you know, they don't have to worry about the cooties. It's all in check.
Oh my goodness. I remember those days.
Oh, yes.
I'm a foxtrot person, by the way.
Foxtrot's very similar to swing.
Yes, it is. I love doing the foxtrot. Know a couple little moves, and that's about it. But
hey, that's all you need to know to navigate that dance floor.
Yeah, that's about it, because if I knew any more, I'd just fall right off the end of the thing and into somebody's drinks. So, tell me, the actual pageant week of Mrs. International, they have a lot of activities and all that. What is your most fond memory of the pageant itself?
Wow. Guy, there's a lot of different memories that I have. You know, I know it may sound trite to say, but it is definitely the friendships that were forged. I'm still very close with some of the women that I met there. We talk on a very regular basis. Mrs. Nevada, Judy Wright, I speak to her practically once a week. It seems like we're just always checking in with each other and seeing how our families are doing. And so I would say that was definitely the highlight, just being able to forge some really dear and precious friendships. I enjoyed going to the mall for the autograph signing. It's just fun, you know, to be thrust into the limelight and feel like you are, you know, famous for a few moments in time. And it's just a fun thing to be able to do. And then, you know, going to the St. Paul Children's Center, that was really neat to be able to take a tour there and meet the children. And, you know, the whole entire week was just put together so well. And it was truly a fun experience overall. I can't really say, well, I'd say obviously the one thing that stands out is being able to be crowned. That was the highlight. Let's put it that way. That was an unexpected, fabulous surprise.
What would you tell ladies that are trying to decide if they should take part in the Mrs. International pageant system?
Oh, I would say go for it. They should experience it. You know, I know a lot of people have their reasons why, maybe I shouldn't, you know, this or that. But if you're thinking, this sounds kind of good, I'd like to experience, I just think the experience is worth it in and of itself. You know, it was just a wonderful week. They had wonderful events set up for us, and the women were really neat, just a neat group of people. And so I would definitely recommend it to any woman who's thinking, that sounds kind of like a fun thing. It is a fun thing, and it's fun to be able to, like I said, you know, take off the mommy clothes or whatever and be able to kind of glitz and glam it up for a week, and we all need to do that every now and again.
Well, that's great. Do you have anything before we close the interview that you'd like to make sure our listeners know?
Wow, you leave that one wide open, Tim.
Yes, I do.
Well, you know, I
like to give everybody one last shot, you know. So.
Yeah, one last shot. Well, not to wrap it right back to platform, but because it is near and dear to my heart, right now I've got two little ones that we're fostering. I have a 5-week-old and a 17-month-old. And so, to me, you know, this is something that stares me in the face on a daily basis is finding families for children in foster care. And so, the one last thing that I'd like your listeners to do is to check out heartgalleryofamerica.org. That's our national website. Find their state, find a heart gallery in their area. And there's just so many different ways that we can help these children. There's 500,000 of them across our nation, 119,000 that need to be in permanent homes. And so I just hope that maybe even just one of your listeners out there would log on and see what they can do to help our children out.
Okay, and it really does sound like a great idea. And other participants of beauty pageants, you should also take a look at Heart Gallery of America as a platform as well. I'd like to thank you for your time tonight. Thank you so much, Mrs. International 2007, Rebecca Negrete. Good evening.
Thanks, Tim.
With the growing popularity of fresh, fashion-forward magazines such as InStyle, Allure, and People Style Watch, the pageant industry can't afford to be left behind. The vision of Savvy Magazine is to combine the traditional elements of pageantry with cutting-edge trends in fashion, beauty, and pop culture. We believe that very soon Savvy Magazine will be a must-read for all pageant women and a favorite among female readers in general. Look for the first issue of Savvy to be released this January. Go to www.savvymag.net and subscribe today. Savvy Magazine, the best of pageantry, style, and pop culture. I listen each week to the Pageant Cast. Do you? This is April Strong, Miss International USA 2007, wishing you Tierra Dreams.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tabler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Now, this you may not have even known, but the Miss USA pageant, as you know, went underway Friday night in Las Vegas. It's a heroic accomplishment for one participant in particular. Miss Iowa, 20-year-old Abby Curran, made it a longtime goal of hers to compete in a pageant that some may have thought would never be possible. This is such a dream come true, bigger than a dream come true would be, she says. It's a dream that's bigger for Curran because the college sophomore has cerebral palsy, a neurological disorder that affects muscle movement and body control. She is the first person born with a disability to compete in a Miss USA contest. If you'd like to purchase tickets to the upcoming pageant extravaganza, call 262-784-0922. Now, the pageant extravaganza, as you might recall, is happening in the Milwaukee area in the suburb of Brookfield, Wisconsin. It will be held Saturday, April 19th and Sunday, April 20th, featuring seminars by Heather French Henry, Miss America 2000, and Katie Harmon, Miss America 2002. So give a call to 262-784-0922. For more information, go to pageantextravaganza.tripod.com.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's pageants on television.
Well, the big news, of course, this week is the Miss USA pageant that was held on Friday night on NBC. Now, we have a complete report put out on the Pageant Cast news desk, so I'm not going to read out like what the swimsuit scores were and that sort of thing. You can look that up at news.pageantcast.com. Now, one thing I do want to say right off the smash is that Donnie and Marie Osmond did a great job moderating the pageant. They kept things moving along, and they didn't make a nuisance of themselves. They didn't make themselves the star. They let the young ladies take center stage. Now, top 15 were announced early in the show. They were, in the random order that they were announced, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Missouri, New Jersey, South Carolina, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, Texas, Indiana, California, Utah, and Florida. Then they went and they did some things. And we got down to the 10 finalists. And they were, in the random order again, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Tennessee, Texas, Indiana, and Florida. Now, Miss Congeniality was given to Miss Ohio, and Miss Photogenic to Miss Alaska. And I have to say, huge surprise to me that Alaska won Photogenic, and not based on, well, I didn't think she was deserving or anything like that. It's that Miss Photogenic is voted on by people on computers, and Alaska is not a huge density of people that I would expect to be interested in the Miss USA program. So I was surprised. So if you're a pageant fan out there in Alaska, let me know. But now the top five came. I'll tell you a little bit about the questions that they got as well. In our top five, we have Miss Pennsylvania. She was asked if cosmetics should be marketed to elementary school children. She said yes. Miss Texas was asked if 18-year-olds should have compulsory military service for a year. Miss Oklahoma was asked what famous person she would like to help and why. And she went with Brittany. Miss New Jersey was asked if it was okay for parents to bring up their children without exposing them to television or the internet. Miss Mississippi was asked what opportunity she received because she was a beautiful woman. Now, it came down to Miss Pennsylvania being the fourth runner-up, Miss Oklahoma third runner-up. Now, that's despite having the highest on-air voting scores. Somebody's going to have to explain that to me because she absolutely dominated on swimsuit and evening gown. And yes, her onstage answer was probably not the strongest, but she was so dominant on the others, I don't know how she got all the way down to third runner-up. So somebody has to explain to me what else is put in that scoring. I just don't get it. New Jersey was second runner-up, and first runner-up was Miss Mississippi. That means our new Miss USA 2008 is Miss Texas Crystal Stewart from Missouri City, Texas. At 26 years of age, she's 5'9", and as we announced earlier this year, she is the first African-American to ever represent the state of Texas at Miss USA. So congratulations to Crystal, and we wish you all the best in your year of service.
This is Miss Illinois 2006, Heidi Ekstrom, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the Pageant Cast website. This is the website where you can hear and, yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
PageantCast.
All right, that's it. That's it for this week's show. We got a lot of great stuff that we hit on this week's show, but I can tell you we're completely over time. And we need to get out of here as quickly as possible. So I'm going to remind you to check us out on Facebook, check us out on MySpace, go on out to pageantcast.com, subscribe to our show, and until next week, Tierra Dreams! I told you that'd be short.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.